My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, so Malik Monk got hurt Friday night, and I think that's part of why. You talked about this earlier. Losing to the Mavs put the Kings 2 back, but they're still tied in the season series. So if they wind up tied at the Mavs, there are tie-breaking procedures that would still allow the Kings to pass them in the standings if they finish tied. But on the other hand, I think part of the reason that it felt so devastating is because of the news that came out that Malik Monk has a sprained MCL and is out 4 to 6 weeks. Like, that is crushing, given what we've talked about with this team all year. And we can talk about Malik Monk and Harrison Barnes and secondary scoring, and okay, that's all great. But how many times have we talked about Malik Monk being kind of the heartbeat of the team and the emotional fulcrum of the team? And when you lose that, you're not only losing his playmaking and scoring off the bench, but you're just losing this pop that nobody else on the roster really brings. And that's tough to replace.
Kyle, you're losing a pop that no other playoff team has.
Yeah.
Right? It's something different. Like, yeah. Norman Powell's had a really good season.
Yeah, but come on.
But he's not Malik Monk.
No.
And so when you lose something that no one else in the league has, it's basically a second De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
I mean, when you lose that, it's gut-wrenching. And number one, I didn't like the play that he got hurt on. I thought that Luka tried to draw a foul and then flopped and then fell on Malik while flopping and injured his knee.
Yeah.
And I thought it was Bush League, and I thought there were multiple times in that game where Luka did something that was egregiously, like, very well could have injured somebody.
Out of control and reckless.
Yeah, could have injured somebody while he's flopping or he's doing something. Mm-hmm. And then he always goes over, oh, sorry. Are you okay? It's like, hey, man, how about you just stop doing that?
Sure.
And so, like, that's the first thing. Watching Malik Monk get up off the court and, you know, jog to the locker room, I was really surprised when we started to hear it was an MCL sprain.
Yeah, when they ruled him out, it was...
Instantly, like, it was, man, like, what?
That's...
And...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That's probably why you lost the game. Like, the Kings would have... I think this score... Well, first of all, they lost by one possession at the end of the day. They lost by 4 points.
Free throws.
But I mean, realistically, the Kings had a shot to tie it, and then they got a rebound back. They turned the ball over, and ball game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the game would have been like that if Malik Monk was there. Malik wasn't having, you know, he didn't play enough to let you know whether he was having like a crazy Malik game or not.
Mm-hmm.
He only played a minute 26, but he had a fire in his step. He had a pep to him, and it was like, okay, I want to see what this looks like.
If you're asking, if the question is like, hey, would Malik Monk have showed up when the lights were super bright?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, probably. Maybe he misses some shots. I don't know, but
yeah.
You feel much better about that game with Malik Monk as part of the closing lineup versus Keon Ellis.
Well, I mean, look, you scored 17 points off the bench without Malik Monk's number. Yeah. Like, you could use Malik Monk in that game, and we all know how much he means to the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that game would have had, at least it would have had a slightly different tone, and we're talking about a slightly different tone where you lost by 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, could you have won that game? Yeah, you could have won that game. I think more importantly, though, is that you just feel like when the news hits, and then, you know, again, it's they're going to reevaluate him in 4 weeks. And this is why, like, knowing what grade sprains are and stuff matter, because Trey Lyles just missed like 2.5 weeks with an MCL sprain.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same injury. But we're not going to get reevaluation on Malik for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly his grade of sprain was higher. But this is like, it's such a blow because you don't know how they recover from this. You don't know what's next. And there is no one that can just magically step up. It has to be by committee, but it also has to be, this is a moment where, like, Keegan Murray, it's like no more kids gloves, man. Either you show up or your team's going to lose.
Yes.
Straight up, dude.
That's it.
Like, and I would love to tell you that De'Aaron Fox is going to backpack this team for the next 8 games. I don't know if anyone's noticed, De'Aaron Fox hasn't backpacked this team for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had a De'Aaron Fox game. He hasn't broke 30 points in what feels like a while.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he did, it was like barely over 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to have to be Keegan. It's going to have to be Harrison Barnes.
1,000%.
There are no more excuses, Harrison Barnes. You can't take 6 shots or 7 shots in a game. It is what it is. You have got to go out there and play. And then even if you say that, and you're going to get more from Keegan, you're going to get more from Harrison, you still have to make up for Herter as well. So I'm going to need something else from you, Keon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need something else from you, Kessler Edwards. I'm going to need something from Trey Lyles. I'm going to need maybe a Sasha Knight. Like, if this team is going to win, it's going to have to be, number one, your stars are going to have to be better than they have been, which is really good. And then these other guys, everyone else is going to have to be way better than they have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remove any, because I don't think it's a hot take to say Malik Monk is the number two scoring option for the Kings.
Yeah.
And that's, you remove any playoff team's number two scoring option, there's going to be significant dominoes that fall.
Ripple effect.
That's that ripple effect. Thank you. That is a major, major deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, now some nights Malik went for 25, other nights he went for 11.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been struggling shooting it a little bit lately, but you knew what you were getting night in and night out from a competitive standpoint from Malik Monk. And without that, like you said, there's a path there for sure. But do you want to go into a play-in or playoffs relying on Trey Lyles stepping up or Sasha Vezenkov stepping up? Or like at this point, how confident are you that Keegan Murray is going to be that dude? We've been waiting on Keegan Murray to do that on a consistent basis all year.
Yeah.
And maybe removing Malik from the conversation doesn't. Maybe now there's no, go, he's going to defer to De'Aaron and he's different. Maybe now it is going to give him the runway to be that player they need him to be. But until I see it, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, they're fine. Because they're not. Right now, it's not fine. The path is there, for sure. We saw Harrison Barnes step up last night. And Keegan, frankly, step up last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's against a shorthanded Jazz team. But that's a start. Okay, great. What do you do against the Knicks? What do you do against Boston on the back end of a back-to-back? What do you do in a series if you're down 0-2? What do you do in a play-in if you're down 10 with 8 minutes left? Like these are the things where I just trusted, like, yeah, Malik is going to be there. Malik's going to shoot it.
Yep.
What was the, bless you. What was the game where the Kings get a stop at the end? Was it the Spurs and Malik started to dribble in and then pulled back out and shot a three? Is that the Spurs game? That was the Spurs game?
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of thing that I don't know if anybody else on the team is doing that. Bless you again. I don't know if anybody else on it's the handoff sponsored by Zyrtec. But Kenny Caraway joining us shortly. But I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's there, but who do you trust on a consistent basis to do that? And right now it's nobody.
Well, that and Kyle, like what I was saying earlier is like Fox over his last 12 games is averaging 22.9 points per game. He's broke 30 once and he scored 31. Like this is where
he needs to be up, and I know this is
it's go time.
I need 30 a night. Like I need that.
I need more.
I need that kind of player.
I need 34.
And the reason I'm saying that is because for me, I think he's capable of that.
Oh, of course.
I'm not gonna sit here and go, hey, that's an unreasonable number to want more than 39. But like, bro, we've seen him do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did it the whole first half of the season.
Yeah. And so. specifically the thing that concerns me is I thought we'd see a little bit of a regression from him in the fourth quarter this year just because he was outrageous last year.
Yeah.
So, okay, you get a little regression, but it's what do they do in crunch time now? Because it's not going to be De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, your turn, my turn. Do they get into their offense? Is it all everybody stand around and watch De'Aaron? Is it more dribble handoff stuff in crunch time? Is it pick and roll? I have no idea. But they have a ton of questions to answer between now and the play-in or playoffs, thanks to the Malik Monk injury. Kenny Caraway here for the handoff. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. They'll hang out with you till 4. How are we feeling post-Malik Monk injury news?
Not feeling good about Malik not being there. That's my boy, you know what I mean? And he's vital to what they do. So don't feel good about it at all. But I also, I'm probably not as doom and gloom as everybody else. And now that's also 3 days and a win removed, right?
Like sure.
You asked me on Friday night, you know, when it was like, oh, he didn't come back. And then you see the same, the prognosis the next day, you know, you don't feel good. But, you know, having a little time away from it. And I think everything that they're trying to achieve is still there for him. They're going to need guys to step up. They're going to need everybody to step up, even the best players to step up. But they're still capable, I think. But, yeah, Malik not being there, that's a tough blow.
That's brutal. We were also talking about the play-in scenario, because there's still the path to a playoff spot is still there.
Yeah,
the mountain's a lot steeper than it would have been had they won on Friday, but it's still definitely there. But James and I got into a discussion about if you're the 7 or 8 seed, the four teams you could realistically see in that game are New Orleans, Dallas, the Suns, and the Lakers.
Mm.
How would you put those teams in order from most want to play to least want to play?
New Orleans, the Suns, Dallas, and the Lakers. So,
I thought that was your order. I was like, wow, oh, no. Bold. New Orleans, top of the list. Give them to me again.
The Mavericks will probably be number one.
Oh.
Who I want to face. That's tough. I'd probably say the Lakers number two.
Mm-hmm.
Suns three and Pelicans four.
Why is Dallas at the top for you?
I think they could beat Dallas. Dallas is playing really well. Like, Dallas is balling out. This is no shade to them. But I think they could beat Dallas.
You have faith in Kessler.
Well, I got to tell you, he was so good. Kessler Edwards minutes, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it really got me going.
Dallas, even with that game, you know, Kyrie and Luka, they made some big shots. But what it came down to, in my opinion, was the Kings had the opportunities to win that game on Friday. They didn't make shots. I was sitting with my guy Leo for the final couple minutes of that game, watching it. And it was like, hey, Luka and Kyrie can't beat you. It needs to be Derrick Jones or Dante Exum or whatever the case may be taking that shot. And if they make it, you tip your hat.
Yeah.
And I think on two possessions in a row,
Exum
that's
missed.
What happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Kings came down and they didn't cash in on their end of the floor. And then Dante Exum hits the one to put it away when he finally gets an opportunity. But, I mean, that's really what it came down to. If they would have scored, if they would have handled business at least one of those times, maybe that game is different.
Sure.
And the Exums, the Derrick Jones, those guys being out there, I'll take my chances with that compared to some of the supporting cast of those other teams.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's tough.
But no shade to Dallas. I don't. Dallas is balling.
I did not realize this is just comes from a just not watching a ton of Mavs recently. Luka as a playmaker is just ridiculous. Well, some of the passes he made the other night were silly.
He did make some ridiculous passes in that game on Friday. But Luka giving the ball up has been the most beneficial thing to that team.
Totally.
Getting in moments where it's like, all right, Kyrie, I'm going to give the rock up. I'm going to let you orchestrate and do some things. And he's so good. He's still able. Luka's still so good. He's still able to get his numbers and have these monstrous games.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to be in control of every single moment of the game the way he was in the past. And I thought that was a detriment to Dallas. That was always my knock on Luka. But now giving up the ball, letting a playmaker like Kyrie cook, that's where that team is really. He's figured that out.
Yep. So.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, the evolution of him as a player, I think it had stalled out. Like, big deal, you can score. Like, everyone knows you can score. And someone asked earlier, hey, why is he in the top five, or I think number two in MVP balloting? Well, not balloting, but in, like, for odds. Betting odds, right? Yeah. It's because he's averaging 34 a game. Like, he's leading the league in scoring by almost 3 points a game. Or by more than 3 points a game. Like, he's really, really talented as a scorer. But to your point, the second he decided to listen and to watch Kyrie, because even when they first got together, I talked to some of their coaches, and their coaches were like, as soon as Luka was out, Kyrie started, everyone after that game was like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. Mm. That's what basketball should feel like, not what we've been doing with Luka. That's what, and that was a dynamic that they really had to compete with. Could you have them both on the same roster, and would like Kyrie inadvertently destroy the team because everyone wanted to play with him more than they wanted to play with Luka? that was a legitimate concern. Like, I had conversations with people, and the answer is that Luka has like developed, that he's understood, and he's a young player, but I didn't think his mentality, like, again, we're watching him play. That's a 250-pound man falling on
he
Malik
is a
Monk.
Unit, dude.
That's
enormous.
And that, over the weekend, got into it with Mavs Twitter a little bit. I really didn't engage, so I didn't get into it that
Smart.
Much. But I had the tweet of the video of him falling on Malik Monk, and then I said, you know, flopping around and hurt somebody. And like, oh, he got fouled three times. Oh, fam, there's no need for him to be falling like that. Now, I'm not saying it's intentional or whatever. It's the nature of basketball today, which I hurt, which I hate. But all that falling around and all this other stuff, like, you're flopping around and you got somebody hurt. You need to be falling to the ground like that.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. I didn't realize he was at 34, 9, and 10.
Goodness
gracious,
he's balling out. He should not be the MVP, though.
No. He's sixth seed.
They want to get the other Five reason why seed, he's guess, up there is they want to give it to him really bad.
The media wants him to be.
They've been just waiting for an opportunity. An MVP and he's so given them an opportunity with his play and the way they're winning.
His numbers.
If a sixth seed wins the MVP, that doesn't count for me.
Technically, they're fifth now. What you think? Does that change?
Still doesn't count.
Okay. I agree.
There's just too many other. There's too many other good players having great years.
Yeah. SGA, Jokic, Tatum.
Well, that's the thing.
Giannis isn't even having a bad season. He's having an MVP caliber season.
Yeah.
Do you know the Celtics are six games ahead of the Thunder, who are the ones in the West?
And they're 11 games up on the East, on number two in the East. 11.
They are so far and away the best team in the league. It's silly.
They're amazing so far this year. Amazing.
I've kind of reached a point, and we got about a minute left. I kind of reached a point with them where I kind of want them to get it. You got to get over the hump.
So, I mean,
I want it for Jesse.
There's people I like Jesse. That's my man's Jesse. I like my boy Tatum. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Sure. Those are my boys. But I don't know if I can ever formulate the thought to be like, I want the Celtics to win.
Right.
Okay. I hate the Celtics. Lake Show.
Well, yeah. I mean, say what you want. I hate the Celtics more than I hate the Lakers.
And that goes back. Have. You always have. Oh, yeah. No, that's been that has been litigated on this show before.
But if Jesse's happy, I'd be happy with that.
That's kind of what I'm. And I just don't want I don't want to see Denver win.
That's boring.
Again, like that. Right. That's boring. I just there's not another team that I would like to see.
Milwaukee.
Sure.
Giannis. I like Giannis though.
I'd be fine. I don't think
Dame gets one.
I'd be okay with that. I think I'd be okay with that. I'd be fine with that. Dame getting one.
All right.
Although Dame not having one would be kind of funny.
I want the Kings.
It'd be a little funny. In the ideal scenario, for sure. who do you ranking teams? The Kings are like sixth. You're like, take it or leave it. who you got tonight on the women's side of the bracket?
LSU and USC.
I've got LSU.
That's what I'm rooting for.
I got the 2-3 seeds. I think I'm rooting for the opposite though. I think
it's gonna be great though. It's going to be great.
It's gonna be some good hoops.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.